Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Well, last week in Jefferson, Iowa, population 4,200, a number of technology giants were there to launch a public-private partnership where local people in roughly 30-mile radius of the city could come together to learn and be trained to work for Silicon Valley companies. One of the speakers was Alan Blue, a co-founder of LinkedIn. I asked him what he meant by his statement that Jefferson could be a lighthouse to the rest of the nation.
So here in Jefferson, they're facing a set of problems and difficulties, which you can find all around the United States. And they're hard problems to solve. People are leaving in order to pursue a livelihood. People are leaving to pursue their dreams, what they want to work on. If that problem can be solved, the community that solves it is going to become a beacon to every other community that's attempting to fix that problem. So this combination of a fascinating, innovative idea in the world of employment and education together, combined with the community colleges, combined with the work of the community, combined with the bonds and the government work in order to make this happen, combined with this statewide effort, it's a powerful combination, which basically hasn't been done before, not to my knowledge. So that combination, when it works, is going to become something that communities all across the United States will want to come here and learn about so they can take it back home and do it themselves.
And there are some major problems to get this thing off the ground. And you indicated that you believe that Jefferson has found ways to solve those, yes?
I think so. I have looked at a lot of solutions all around the world on this. And there are always three things which are necessary to make this work. So the first one is leadership. Someone's got to step up and do it. In a lot of cases, people are hoping someone else will come up with a solution. If you've got somebody who's an innovator or a leader who's going to step up and say, I'm going to take responsibility for this, I'm going to make it happen, you got to have that. Second, you got to have an innovative idea. These are hard problems to solve. You got to try something new. If the solution was already out there, everyone would be doing it. So somebody's got to come up and try something new and try to make it work. But the third thing, and maybe the most important thing, is you can't possibly do it all by yourself. There's no white knight that's going to ride in and make it all happen. You got to have the support of the community, got to have the support of all the employers, the educators, everything in the area to make it successful. Jefferson has all three of those things.
A final question for you. Alan Blue, ladies and gentlemen, LinkedIn. How important was it for Ro Khanna, Congressman Ro Khanna, to be involved in this effort? He's a friend of the broadcast. We've had him on numerous times to talk about his vision for technology in America. Was that part of the glue that put this together?
So possibly. I'm sure if you asked Ro, he would say, no, I didn't do anything, and so forth. I do think, however, that shining light on this at the beginning of it is key. Ro was able to do that, to be able to get it off to the right start. But the hard work is going to be done by the innovators and the leaders here in Jefferson who are going to make it work. It will live and die, I think it's going to live, by their work. And Ro will be happy to sit back and say, I had a small part in that.
Alan Blue, thanks so very much for spending time with the Business News Hour.
My pleasure.
Once again, that was LinkedIn co-founder Alan Blue during the event to launch The Forge in Jefferson, Iowa. That's a project that has many, many moving parts and many, many partners. We'll continue to monitor the progress of this technology and education hub as they get closer to their opening, slated for June of 2019.